Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
2 years ago, I ended this broadcast by saying the last taillight of the last legislator's car has headed over the hills out of Helena. Sleep well, Montana. You're safe for another 2 years. Well, it's been 2 years, and guess what? They're back. Legislators are streaming into Helena, and today marks the start of the 2019 legislative session, the 66th regular session in our state's history. The session begins at noon, and pomp and circumstance are the order of the day. The viewing galleries are filled with family and friends, lobbyists are lurking in the wings, and the members are filled with anticipation. This is the day that everyone smiles. Republicans and Democrats wish each other well, and the acrimony that's sure to fill the chambers later in the session is nowhere to be found. It's the best day of the session to be at the Capitol. After the paperwork is done, legislators take the oath of office and the work begins. The first order of business is to formalize the leadership. As you remember, leadership was officially chosen at the winter caucuses back in November. Scott Sales was chosen Senate President, with Fred Thomas as the Senate Majority Leader. And on the House side, Greg Hertz was chosen Speaker, with Brad Chita as Majority Leader. Today's vote is just a formality and should be unanimous in both chambers. After the votes and some obligatory speeches about bipartisanship and working together for the people of Montana, the two chambers will adjourn, pictures with families will be taken, and then everyone goes out for dinner. Thus concludes the first day of a legislative session that will end in late April. And we wish all of the members good luck and Godspeed as they begin their deliberations. And while most eyes will be on the legislature, it's important to remember that others will be sworn in today as well. Former Montana Family Foundation Communications Director Bowen Greenwood will take the oath of office as the new clerk of the Montana Supreme Court, and Randy Pinocchi and Brad Johnson will be sworn in as public service commissioners. If all goes as planned, there will be no surprises. Early on, there was some talk of liberal Republicans joining with House Democrats to stage a coup and appoint one of their own as Speaker, but that talk seems to have subsided. As I said, today is a day for celebration, because victory should be celebrated, but tomorrow, the work begins, and our team is already at the Capitol preparing for the session ahead. This includes writing bills, lining up bill sponsors, and beginning to count noses to see who's with us and who's against us. In essence, our job is to pass the good bills and kill the bad ones. As I mentioned last week, we're also switching from a weekly to a daily format for this broadcast. Its purpose is to entertain, to inform, and to call to action. We'll entertain you with behind-the-scenes glimpses into the legislative process. We'll inform you about those bills that strengthen or threaten the right to life, religious freedom, marriage and family, and school choice. And we'll call to action when your voice is needed. The legislators of Montana are regular people just like you and me who put their lives on hold to come to Helena and serve. And for that, they deserve our prayers and support. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.